Please rise.
I do allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the County Board Supervisor Meeting, November 15th, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
We will meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Just busy doing payroll. Cheryl and Chandra and I are heading to Des Moines tomorrow for TIF training, so we'll be up there. But other than that, I'm going to report.
You and Cheryl and who?
Chandra.
Chandra, okay.
Yep.
Have some travel.
Well, thank you.
Slow down.
Yeah.
You're interested in my opinions on that there with widely available.
Colin Gurick, IT department.
Good morning. Nothing new to report, just keep busy like always.
Busy, busy, huh?
Always something going on.
We understand that. Thanks, Colin. Sheriff Glendenning.
Hi, good morning. Had our first light snow this morning and I hate to dare superstition, but we haven't had any accidents in the county yet. Yes, there you go. Usually we have plenty of those on our first little snow and have slick spots out there, but everybody's riding safe this morning, so we appreciate that. The jail's at 93, 23 are out of county. We're bringing two back this morning, so we'll have that down to 21. It's just a situation of, we have a lot more male inmates than female inmates, so we've kind of been moving some pods around and just rearranging them to be as efficient as we can to keep as many here as we can. But we'll keep working on that, and hopefully we'll see that continue downwards to a more manageable level. That's all I've got.
Okay, thanks, Sheriff. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Yeah, we have an emergency recount to add another one. Okay, I was hoping I'd just be able to slide on through and have a smooth election, and if it happened, it happened, and I've had to do things that I've never had to do before with these administrative recounts. I'll explain that administrative recount when you get to that, so.
Okay.
But other than that.
Well.
Only so many days left.
We feel for you. Thanks. Jerry Lassiter, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Just keeping busy as usual. We got a minor subdivision that just got submitted. I'll give you a copy of that a little bit ago. Apart from that, we have work session today and then the public hearing on the airport amendment. So apart from that, nothing really noteworthy unless you have anything else.
No, that's everything I was going to say.
Zach, don't have anything to add to it?
Nope.
Okay.
Jared, take care of it.
Okay. Well, we thank you both then.
Yeah.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Oh, well, I guess this weather's going to put a damper on our burning plans. Other than that, just kind of moving into winter mode, I suppose. And we still had, as of yesterday, four campers up in Big Hollow. But that's about it.
Okay. Thank you. Ken Hyde, the SEAL Region, Mental Health.
Good morning. We had our SEAL meetings last week. And we did our regular business. There was some talk about there's going to be several legislators that'll be new, so telling about the mental health issues would be important. So we're kind of working on creating a Google Doc to start working on things to tell the new legislators. So that's one thing that was talked about. We're talking about changing our SEAL website and maybe adding some QR codes to it. So like if a police officer needs a special code for crisis services, they could just scan that with their phone and get right to the website of where those services are and stuff like that. So that's all being discussed with our website developer, and otherwise a lot of regular business.
Okay, thank you. Natalie Steffler, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. We did end up sending trucks out this morning, and it just depended on where you're at. There, it did start to slush up and got a little slick in a few places, but it was just isolated. So being as we didn't know where and if it was going to keep going and stuff like that, so the trucks were out this morning, earlier than normal, I guess. It's probably a good first run. You always find a split of hydraulic hose or something like that early on, so we'll get some of the kinks out of the way and won't be a whole lot done other than just making sure. And I think by now, actually, as things have warmed up, I think it's probably just fine. But just a little early run of snow.
You snow pretty uniform through the county, or some places get more?
A little lighter to the north, up towards the Minneapolis area. It was probably more like an inch or maybe an inch and a half accumulated, but Burlington, obviously, I'd say it was 2 or 3 inches this morning from what I could see. So, a little heavier as it went south. That was an early snow, I think, compared to what everybody would expect. Other than that, we closed on applications, so we'll be doing a couple interviews maybe later this week and try to get our final position filled coming up. I do have a work session, but I know we have a budget meeting, so if there's not enough time, I'll just throw my work session on a different meeting sometime. Other than that, just moving along. Kind of shifted gears today a little bit from some of our other projects. So, but the guys did have, obviously the forecast wasn't quite for this much, but we went ahead and had all the snow equipment on. So they were ready to go, which is pretty normal for them.
Good, thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Chris Fogelmiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report
today. Nothing new to report. Okay. Andrew Vaughn.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
Well, that's good. That means everybody's in the county safe then.
Yes, I like hearing what Kevin had to say. So just a reminder, everyone, make sure you get yourself plenty of time to get where you need to go.
I just about forgot somebody over there in the corner.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's the trade?
We're busy. We're busy, but I have nothing new to report. Do have an agenda item, though.
Okay. Thank you very much. Didn't miss anybody. We'll move on to correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
I had one on the property, but I don't have that. I don't have that satisfied yet, but it was the same one that we had on that property.
Was this supposed to be in correspondence or just laying under my?
It's for your work session, I believe.
Okay. Put that up here. Seeing no correspondence, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We move into public hearing on the proposed amendments to the airport through the regulation and ordinance number 58.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Which one of you gentlemen?
I can do this one. We did have a work session on this back at the end of September when we're also doing a work session on the wind and solar ordinances. Well, you guys adopted this ordinance in February, and at the same time, we were working with the City of Burlington going through the same process. And during one of their Planning and Zoning Commission meetings, I don't remember who brought it up, but there was a mention of runway protection zones and why that was not included within their ordinance. And so we did some additional research on that and had some discussions with the airport, and that was something that it's an area really close to the runway that is should be the most restrictive, and that's the one that actually was some of the issues that they had with some development and some issues with FAA in the past. So we did take the time and added that into the Burlington ordinance, and then they adopted that in October. And then in talking with the airport, they wanted to have us come back and work with you guys as well and make those amendments here too. It doesn't impact a lot in the county. I think it's 6 properties that impacts on the south runway there. but other than that, I think we highlighted the exact amendments. It adds a definition for runway protection zones, adds the establishments of the zones, and actually gives like the specific criteria and the boundaries. They added those on the map as well, so you can see where they're located. And then it talks about some of the restrictions, which really kind of limits you to ag and kind of public type uses. Otherwise, you have to talk with the FAA or the airport if you're doing something else above and beyond what's already there. What if you already have something in the zone? That's not an issue. And actually, the airport, I mean, they're working to either try and purchase properties or air rights in these areas. They actually own one of the properties in the county in this area and have a first right of refusal on another property. And then I don't know if they've talked to all the landowners, but I know they've talked to at least a couple other ones. So we did send a public notice to all six of those property owners. I didn't get any phone calls back or emails from any of them. I don't think any of them are here, but so we didn't get any feedback from them, but we did send it out. So I don't know if you have any questions or comments for us. But.
Okay. Anybody listening or on YouTube with us there, you can call 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to respond to that. Does anybody here have anything to say about it?
I got Zach and Jared did a good job explaining this. We've been through it at least once, I think maybe twice.
And it did get approved, City of Burlington, and then actually it must have been October also, City of West Burlington. We've been working with them. It doesn't impact them as much, but we did work with them, and they got approved the ordinance in West Burlington as well. So hopefully this moves forward here, then I think everybody will have adopted it, and I'll have the same language, so.
Great. You guys do good work. You make Tom and Shane look good.
Doesn't take much.
Well, I'm glad I didn't put myself in there.
You're much too kind.
Is anybody timing us here? I'm timing us.
I'm timing us.
Yeah, like less than a minute left, Jimmy.
I've got about 15 seconds left.
Sounds good to
That's
me.
Less than a minute.
It's snowing. I don't think we're going to get a lot of calls today.
I hope you guys appreciate it.
I think we have one ready for.
Okay, then. 2 minutes is up.
Yeah.
No, if not, I'll get one.
Need motion to close session?
I think we do have it.
Motion to close.
Second.
Or what? Close session, just public hearing. Sorry about that. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Move to approve first hearing for proposed amendment to airport approach regulations ordinance number 58.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We'll move on to payroll reimbursements claims. We have reimbursement claims in the amount of $713.07 and non-cashable is zero.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $1,493,291.77.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have, a Class C liquor license permit for the Young wedding, December 13th at Barn on the Ridge. Everything look okay on this, Sheriff?
No concerns out there.
No concerns.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Have personnel actions. We have one for the treasurer, one for local health, one for conservation, one for the county attorney. I have a letter here. It says, Dear Board Supervisor, says, please accept this as my official notice of resignation. My last day with the Des Moines County Treasurer's Office will be November the 25th, 2022. I'm grateful for having the opportunity to work for the Des Moines County Treasurer's Office and serving the community for the last 15 years, and I offer my best wishes for its continued success. Sincerely, Ashley Sherwood. Upon that, she's resignation here. It'll be effective 11/25/22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Sarah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Jim, I will add, I want to thank her for her over 15 years of service. She's going to be missed as she's very knowledgeable and competent in motor vehicle laws, and that takes a lot of time to get that comfortable and know all those regulations and rules. And so we'll miss her.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. You know, that's...
We should pass along the board's thanks as well.
Is this Sinatra or
how's Sinitra. It?
Sinitra, okay. I'm real bad at pronunciation. Donaldson, I know that. This here is a new hire, part-time effective 11/9/22. She is a nurse, and the hourly rate is $25.27.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. This is for conservation. It's Tanner Gearhart, Natural Resource Manager. It's a anniversary date in the 6 month period. Previous rate $40,489. New rate, $41,501.22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The next one is for County Attorney's Office, Elizabeth Frisicaro. Anybody know how to pronounce that?
Frisicaro.
Huh?
Frisicaro.
Boy, I'm gonna have to take a lesson here. So, receptionist for the county attorney. And it's, she's leaving. Effective 11/11/22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports on file of the clerk's fees collected for October 2022. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own discretion. We do have the minutes for the regular meeting on November the 8th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, I need that second paper. Okay, we have the ahead of myself here. And we have the minutes for the special meeting on November 10th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we have canvas for the 2022 general election.
Yeah, she has all of your reports that we have to file with the Secretary of State and everything, and that's the canvas as we have it. Yesterday we had the special absentee board to go through. We received three more UCAVA ballots because they have up until noon, the day on Monday, for us to receive their ballots.
That's overseas.
Yes, overseas military and citizens, as long as they get it mailed before the election day, and we receive it before noon yesterday, they could be counted. And then we had, let's see, there was three of those. We added 10 more ballots to the count, so the other seven were provisional ballots that they reviewed, and most of those were they didn't go to the polls with their absentee ballot that they had requested. So they had to vote provisional until we could verify that we did not receive those ballots. So those were added to the count yesterday. And so that's what we have as of today, because the canvas still has to go on, even though we'll have a discussion after this. So.
Motion to approve the canvas as it stands.
Mm-hmm. Second.
And then, of course, next Tuesday we'll have to swear in Natalie, because she was appointed to fill a vacancy, and they still consider that a vacancy, so she has to be sworn in 10 days after the canvas. So next Tuesday, we'll have a judge here to swear her in.
Don't be so excited about Natalie. Yeah.
And then later on in the year, we'll be signed when the rest of the county officials have their swearing in.
So she's a two-time swearer.
You need to get a t-shirt that says that.
And you made a motion to accept the canvas.
I did. That's a stance.
Oh, okay. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Can you sign these afterwards?
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to Jay, we have a request for administrative recount of Precinct 4, Union Precinct 7, and Precinct MYF in Mediapolis, Yarmouth, and
Yellow Springs and
Franklin. Yeah, Mediapolis, Yellow Springs, and Franklin County. So I couldn't do just one administrative count for the first time ever. I have to do two. So, and the reasoning behind this one is because one precinct closed their voting equipment because the courier was there, and they closed their voting equipment and forgot that they still had two people there voting. We always emphasize wait till everybody votes, but the precincts were very busy on election day. We were constantly running out supplies and everything else. And she just knew the courier was there, that's what she needed to do, and she totally forgot about those two voters. The other ones, they actually, and this is another thing what we tell them, that if a voter puts their ballot in and they walk off and it spits it back out because they might have overvoted something, you have to force that in so that your count stays correct. They were so overloaded, or they were so busy, that
they weren't thinking, and so they just put it in their tally book. And so, and that's kind of, and the other precinct, I think they were having difficulty getting their ballot in. So when I talked to Wes, it's kind of like, do we add this to our absentee? Or, you know, how can we do this? And he goes, no, you have to ask for administrative count because those ballots have to be counted in that precinct. So there's four ballots that we're doing this request for, this administrative recount for, is because there's four ballots that we need to include in the count. So, and we've got that set up, so hopefully this afternoon. Ooh.
So there's two in Mediapolis?
No, there's two in precinct four, Union. One in Mediapolis and one in precinct seven. So we have to run all those ballots through. We're gonna use the little minis again. We're gonna run all those ballots through and include those ballots that were not in the original count so that we can get those, everything accounted for.
When are you gonna count those?
Huh?
When are you gonna count those?
As soon as you guys approve that, we plan on starting at noon today.
Okay.
And then we'll have to decide when you guys want to meet to do the recount canvas again. So, and tomorrow, Wednesday, we have our post-election audit for Precinct 8, which is scheduled anyway.
That's tomorrow?
Yep, that's tomorrow. That starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And they will be doing a recount, or not a recount, audit of over 1,000 ballots for that precinct. And then Thursday, the county attorney has this room for depositions, so this room is already called for. So whether...
How about Friday morning, then?
I don't think that's Monday.
How about you?
For some reason, I'm thinking I got stuff. Well, I know I've got stuff ready. I'm just not sure how.
And I don't know how long the post-election audit will take on Wednesday. Do you still have early outs on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's possible we might be able to do it tomorrow afternoon at like 4 o'clock or something like that, if that works later in the day.
Is the audit, is that a hand count?
Yes, that one is a hand count.
That's a hand count, okay.
Yeah, because they verify that all of the count on in that precinct on election day is the same as when they hand counted.
They're having that
forum in the morning.
Forum in the morning from 8 to 9, but any other time works for you guys on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, so if we hold it at 10 o'clock.
Well, 10 or 11?
Would you, or Thursday, whichever. I can do either day. But Friday would have to be after 10 or after.
Okay. We can do it on Friday morning at set your time, whatever
you
works for you guys.
Right after we get
to
you
that,
guys got that, what?
Forum at
8 to 9 or something like that.
It's 8 to 9.
Because I couldn't make it for that.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll be out by 9, but it can't last much longer than that.
What do you want? Scheduled for 10?
10:30?
That works for me.
That works because we'll have to put out an agenda just for the campus, so that'll give us plenty of time for that too. Gotta love elections.
Terry, you're gonna remember your retirement.
I was, like I said, I was just hoping to good election just slide on out, but hey, gotta have excitement, I guess.
Is there any way you blame that on the recorder's office or something?
Considering she was unopposed, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Nice try.
Nice try.
But no, you can blame it. Yeah. So, you know, we just got to make sure that every ballot is counted. That should have been counted. So.
Yeah. That is being transparent, so that's good.
Yes, it is.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. I don't have the paper out. The samples yet.
It's the same paperwork as what I had for the last one.
What's that?
Similar paperwork to the last one, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
I have none.
I think we got all of our work stations outside of the county attorney wants to have a work station on that opioid settlement, so you'll get that added when she does her thing.
Yeah, because I think we decided on the, in the emails, the date for that.
December 6th, I think, is what? December 6th, does that sound right?
December 6th, you think?
Yeah, because she said November did not work for her, so.
Okay, future agenda items, that, we covered that. Committee reports.
I attended the Southern Link Mental Health and Disability Services Region's Governance Board, and we approved the claims and reports, and we approved the annual report, which I think the state is wrestling now since they got rid of Fund 10, that they have to commingle apples and oranges and come up with a number. So, best of luck to everybody involved.
I had a Russ meeting. It went pretty simple. We still got problems in Ollie. It's kind of like what Mount Union used to be, so we're getting taken care of. That's about all I've got.
What county is that in, Jefferson?
It's in Keokuk County. What the problem is, that getting into it, there's a property that's owned by, let's say you own this property, but I leased a property from you, but I built a house on it. And so they cut the sewer off, they wasn't paying their bills, so they can't cut the sewer off. They can't go back to them people, the property owner, and when they cut it off, this guy goes out and digs it up and opens it back up. And this has happened about 3 times now, so. And it's kind of a bad situation, you know. So if you ever lease a property and want to build a house on it, I recommend not doing that. That's all I had.
I just had a lunch and learn, people don't want to work. That's all I've got. Took me an hour to figure out that people don't want to work.
Okay, time for public input. We'll give the public 2 minutes to call in with any concerns at 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes. Change the timekeeper. Anybody have anything to say here?
Yes. That's not before I forget about it. I did come here on behalf of the Capitol Theater and Tammy McCoy. And then we've got a fundraising person with Convergent Nonprofits and made a request to the board, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And just wanted to put it out there and remind you that we've made that request and we've got some grants coming up in December and January, one of them where
You need to
we
county.
Have to have a county contribution if we want to apply for something. So just a reminder.
Might be you want to put on whatever you guys think in the next week or two. That's
yeah. Put that on. Let's see, let's do it for next week.
Can I second it?
That works for you, Shane.
Works for me.
And that way you know.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd offer some public input on behalf of my wife, who's in the wedding business. She had a bride and groom that showed up this weekend. They're out of state, and they showed up at the courthouse to get their wedding license on Friday, Veterans Day. And it was closed. They were quite disappointed, but our county auditor, or county recorder, Natalie, was willing to come in on her time off, and I know that was certainly appreciated. She came down and got the wedding license and delivered it to them, and that's certainly above and beyond, and they greatly appreciated it.
Much work.
That deserves a
call. Yeah. They were very happy to have a legal wedding. So.
Considering they're out of state.
Yes.
Natalie was saving lives. Somebody's going to die that weekend.
Well, she may have created some.
What's that?
She may have created some. It's possible.
Good job, Natalie.
Good job.
Time's up.
Shane said time's up, so with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
Terry.
Terry.